The singers were singing of the crown which will be given to all of us. Paul writes in 2 Timothy in chapter 4, verse 8, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Today, the first day of the year, the first meeting, and we want to greet all of you with all our hearts, welcoming you. We are, of course, gathered here from all over Europe, then also from Venezuela, from South Africa, from various countries, and we are happy that we can come together to hear God's word. Brother Helmut Miskis, he announced already that today it will be a special meeting. And before we go here into detail, let me just give you some greetings. Brother Rus is, of course, greeting all of you. Not so, Brother Schmidt. Then from Russia, from the Ukraine, from Haiti, in particular from Kenya, from Uganda, from the Congo. Then we have greetings from New Zealand, greetings from Denver, Colorado, greetings from Montreal, Canada, greetings from Serbia, greetings from Chile, special greetings from Chile. Then we have greetings from Cape Town. Then we have greetings from Ashdod, Israel. Greetings. Written in French, without mentioning the place and without mentioning the country. Then, once again, then greetings from Nizza, France. Greetings from Lyon, from India. Yes. Then greetings from Romania. Then from the Ivory Coast. Then from our brother from the university in Cape Town. Then again greetings from Cape Town. Greetings from Brother Graf, from Brother Etienne Genton. Yes, from everywhere, all are sending greetings. And special greetings from Brother Wallström. Him we may never forget. Since many years, he's joined with us. Then we made the following decision. From the special trip through 8 countries of Africa, there are some meetings were recorded, and our brother Fitzek, he made a summary of it, some portions he put together, around 30 minutes. We will get an insight into what God is doing on the African continent. There were, of course, times there God visited England. A John Wycliffe was there. Then later on, there was a John Wesley. God also visited Germany, a Martin Luther. He visited Switzerland, a Zwingli in Zurich. Who was it? A Calvin in Geneva. Yes, a Hus in Prague. God visited the countries in Europe. And it really looks like then if God wants to visit the American continent in a special way, and you all know Africa. Brother Branham had a deep desire to go to Africa. He made even the statement, all the other countries in Europe, they can afford a physician, but the people in Africa, they cannot afford. And it was really his heart's desire that also his ministry is being blessed also there, and that the people can experience the presence of God, the resurrection power of Jesus Christ in soul, spirit, and body. And so, we are just so grateful that with patience, I can say, with patience, we will get an insight into what God is doing right now. And let us say it very openly, all of you, you are contributing that the word is being carried into all the world. And therefore, you have even a right to it, to see what is happening on the earth. If I include Germany, Switzerland, and Austria, if I include these countries, then in the year 2010, I preached the word in exactly 30 countries. And I don't know whether that can repeat again, but let it be thanked to God. It was really the most mightiest, the most blessed year concerning the proclamation of the divine message. I also remember Pakistan, the second largest Islamic country on the earth. And behold, in 9 meetings, more than 4,000 people were coming to hear the word. God is calling from everywhere. He's calling out. And so, we're just so grateful that with a divine message, with the word of the cross, with the message of reconciliation, that God was in Christ and that he reconciled the world with himself, that no man needs to get lost unless he's doing it on purpose, because he rejected the offer of the grace of God. And therefore, the proclamation was ordained by the Lord to go into all the world, to preach his gospel to all the creature. And whoever believes and whoever is getting baptized is even saved today. He is even saved today, because thus it is written, and we are preaching the same gospel. Then afterward, after we seen the summary of Africa, after we watched it, then we will After many years, we will also watch the second part of the film of Brother Branham, The Deep Call at the Deep, where he prays for the sick, so that all who don't know yet, up to now, what God has done in our time, and all of you, you know that every revival, there is some kind of start, some kind of origin every revival had. And the last revival, God really did through Brother Branham. 1946, all of Europe was demolished, and the world was really in darkness. And behold, God made a new beginning by His grace. And the word of the Lord, He also accompanied by supernatural signs, by miracles. And then came the message, the opening of the seven seals. And brothers and sisters, at this place, no man is being glorified. At this place, all the glory belongs to the Lord God. But we don't think of to bypass what God has done in our time. We are just so grateful for it. Now, before we start the first part, let me read a word, namely from the book of Acts, chapter 22. Acts chapter 22, and then God willing, between the two films, I will say something in between. Acts chapter 22, verse 14. And he said, "The God of our fathers has chosen thee that thou shouldest know His will and see that just one and shouldest hear the voice of His mouth." Verse 21. "And He said unto me, Depart, for I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles." And the nice thing is that the Lord not only sends, but that He goes with, that He accompanies His messengers. And as written in the prophet Isaiah, who confirms the word of His servant, because we are not carrying our message, but the message of God. Rejoice with us. Rejoice about what God has done, especially in the year 2010, all over the world. And if we think about it, that at the last transmission, more than 700 computers were connected in about 70 countries, then we are just happy about it, that God's word is the last message is reaching the ends of the earth. And one more thought, which I don't want to forget here, is the following, that we now, not only doctrinally, but personally, we are brought into the stand to become well-pleasing to God by His grace, to speak, to agree with Matthew 25, so that we are ready. Those who were ready went into the marriage supper. Not those who knew everything, not all who knew everything, But those who were ready went in to the marriage supper, and the door was shut. We are grateful for every revelation which God has given us, but our personal preparation is necessary to be ready when the Lord returns. Let us sing, "Only Believe, Only Believe," and then we ask the brethren to switch on.
I'm glad to be here in your city and in this stadium.
Et je suis très content d'être ici dans votre ville et dans ce stade.
Ich freue mich hier in eurer Stadt und in diesem Stadion zu sein.
We are a great family.
Nous formons tous une grande famille.
Wir sind eine große Familie.
We have one Father who is in heaven.
Nous avons tous un seul Père qui est au ciel.
Wir haben einen Vater, der im Himmel ist.
In John chapter 20 verse 17, our Lord said.
Dans Jean chapitre 20 verset 17, notre Seigneur a dit.
In Johannes Kapitel 20 Vers 17 sagte unser Herr.
I go to my Father and to your Father.
Je m'en vais vers mon Père et votre Père.
Ich fahre auf zu meinem Vater und eurem Vater.
To your God, I go.
Et à votre Dieu, je vais.
Zu meinem Gott und eurem Gott, dorthin gehe ich.
Dans Jean chapitre 14,
in Johannes Kapitel 14 sagte unser Herr,
said, notre Seigneur a dit,
I go to prepare the place.
Je vais préparer une place.
Ich gehe hin, euch eine Stätte
Then
zu bereiten.
I will return and take you to be where I am.
Et je reviendrai, je vous prendrai afin que vous soyez là où je suis.
Dann komme ich wieder und werde euch zu mir nehmen, damit
Usually
da wo ich bin auch ihr seid.
Many scriptures.
D'habitude, je lis plusieurs écritures.
Normalerweise lese ich viele Schriftstellen.
I want you to know what God said in His Word.
Je voudrais que vous connaissiez ce que Dieu a dit dans sa parole.
Denn ich möchte, dass ihr wisst, was Gott in seinem Wort gesagt hat.
Because heaven and earth will pass away.
Parce que les cieux et la terre passeront.
Denn Himmel und Erde werden vergehen.
Every interpretation will pass away.
Et chaque interprétation passera.
Jede Auslegung wird vergehen.
Every wrong teaching will pass away.
Et tout faux enseignement passera.
Jede falsche Lehre wird vergehen.
But the word of God remains forever and ever.
Mais la parole de Dieu demeure éternellement.
Doch das Wort Gottes bleibt in Ewigkeit.
I'm here not to speak about myself.
Je ne suis pas venu pour parler de moi-même.
Ich bin nicht hier, um über mich selbst zu sprechen.
I'm here to share with you the precious word of God.
Je suis venu pour partager avec vous la précieuse parole de Dieu.
Ich bin hier, um das Wort Gottes mit euch zu teilen.
The word of God is perfect.
La parole de Dieu est parfaite.
Das Wort Gottes ist vollkommen.
And we believe what the scripture says.
Et nous croyons ce que les Écritures disent.
Und wir glauben, was die Schrift sagt.
There are some who believe that time of grace is finished.
Il y en a qui croient que le temps de la grâce est déjà fini.
Es gibt Menschen, die glauben, die Gnadenzeit sei vorüber.
Some believe the Lord has already come.
Il y en a qui croient que le Seigneur est déjà revenu.
Manche glauben, der Herr sei bereits gekommen.
Some believe there's no more blood on the mercy seat.
Il y en a qui croient qu'il y a plus de sang sur le trône de grâce.
Andere glauben, das Blut sei nicht mehr auf dem Gnadenthron.
All these teachings are wrong.
Tous ces enseignements sont faux.
Alle diese Lehren sind verkehrt, verkehrt, verkehrt.
The blood of the lamb is still on the mercy seat.
Le sang de l'agneau est toujours sur le trône de la grâce.
Das Blut des Lammes ist immer noch auf dem Gnadenthron.
We're still waiting for the return of Christ.
Nous attendons encore le retour de Christ.
Wir warten immer noch auf die Wiederkunft Christi.
And this is our time of preparation.
Et ceci est notre temps de préparation.
Und dies ist unsere Zubereitungszeit.
And then there are teachings about the seven thunders.
Et il y a aussi des enseignements sur les sept tonnerres.
Dann gibt es auch noch die Lehren über die sieben Donner.
So many different teachings.
Tellement d'enseignements existent.
So viele verschiedene Lehren.
About the seven thunders.
Sur les sept tonnerres.
Über die sieben Donner.
Let me say this in love.
Permettez-moi vous dire ceci avec amour.
Lasst mich Folgendes in Liebe sagen.
They are all wrong.
Tous ces enseignements sont faux.
Sie sind alle falsch.
They are all wrong.
Ils sont tous faux.
Sie sind alle falsch.
They are all wrong.
Ils sont tous faux.
Sie sind alle falsch.
There is not a single thunder teaching in the Bible.
Il n'existe dans la Bible aucun enseignement sur les tonnerres.
Es gibt nicht eine einzige Donnerlehre in der Bibel.
If there is, I challenge you to come here. To come here.
Si il y en a un, je vous lance un défi. Venez.
Wenn es eine gibt, fordere ich euch auf, hierher zu kommen.
To show to me from the Bible.
Et montrez-moi cela de la Bible.
Und sie mir in der Bibel zu zeigen.
I can show you from the Bible.
Moi, je peux vous montrer de la Bible.
Ich kann es euch mit der Bibel beweisen.
From Revelation chapter 10.
Dans Apocalypse chapitre 10.
Und zwar aus Offenbarung Kapitel 10.
When the Lord will come down as the angel of the covenant.
Quand le Seigneur descendra en tant que ange de l'alliance.
Wo der Herr als Engel des Bundes herabkommt.
We are expecting the Lord as bridegroom.
Nous attendons le Seigneur en tant qu'époux.
Wir erwarten den Herrn als Bräutigam.
Parce que nous sommes l'église épouse.
Denn wir sind die Brautgemeinde. Matthäus 25.
Behold, the bridegroom cometh.
Voici, l'époux vient.
Siehe, der Bräutigam kommt.
Behold, the bridegroom cometh.
Voici, l'époux vient.
Siehe, der Bräutigam kommt.
Go ye out to meet him.
Sortez, allez à sa rencontre.
Macht euch auf, ihm zu begegnen. Macht euch auf, ihm zu begegnen. Dies ist die Zeit der Herausrufung.
Keep my people come out from among them.
Vous, mon peuple, sortez du milieu d'eux.
Ihr, mein Volk, geht aus ihrer Mitte hinweg.
Separate, says the Lord.
Soyez séparés, dit le Seigneur.
Und sondert euch ab, gebietet der Herr.
This is our time.
Ceci est notre temps.
Dies ist unsere Zeit.
The calling out time.
Le temps d'appel à sortie.
Die Zeit der Herausrufung.
The separation time.
Le temps de la préparation.
Die Zeit der Zubereitung.
Matthieu chapitre 25.
Matthäus 25,
Vers
10 sagt,
they that were ready went into the marriage.
Celles qui furent prêtes entrèrent dans la salle des noces.
Und die bereit waren, gingen mit ihm zum Hochzeitsmahl ein.
Et la porte fut fermée.
Und die Tür war verschlossen.
Est-ce que vous vous préparez?
Macht ihr euch bereit?
Are you ready?
Est-ce que vous êtes prêts?
Seid ihr bereit?
Aujourd'hui
is a special day.
Ce jour spécial.
Dieser Tag ist ein besonderer Tag.
Et la décision que vous prenez aujourd'hui,
mit der Entscheidung, die ihr heute trefft,
the
vous allez rencontrer avec elle le Seigneur au jour du jugement.
Werdet ihr am Tag des Gerichts vor dem Herrn erscheinen.
Make the right decision.
Prenez donc la bonne décision.
Trefft die richtige Entscheidung.
Place everything Brother Branham said.
Placez tout ce que Frère Branham a dit.
Fügt alles, was Bruder Branham gesagt hat,
into the word of God.
Dans la parole de Dieu.
In das Wort Gottes ein.
Many who claim to believe the message.
Il y en a plusieurs qui prétendent croire le message.
Viele, die behaupten, die Botschaft zu glauben,
they don't open the Bible.
Mais ils n'ouvrent même pas la Bible.
Schlagen die Bibel gar nicht mehr auf.
They just take quotes out of context.
Ils ne prennent que des citations en dehors
sie reißen nur Zitate aus dem Zusammenhang.
making up their own doctrine.
Et ils élaborent leur propre doctrine.
Und machen ihre eigenen Lehren daraus.
Before the return of Christ.
Avant le retour de Christ.
Vor der Wiederkunft
the
Christi.
The New Testament church must be restored.
L'église du Nouveau Testament doit être restaurée.
Muss die neutestamentliche Gemeinde wiedererstattet werden.
Tous les ministères doivent être restaurés.
Alle Dienste müssen wiedererstattet werden.
All the spiritual gifts must be restored.
Tous les dons spirituels doivent être restaurés.
Alle Geistesgaben müssen wiedererstattet werden.
Actos chapitre 3 à partir du verset 17 au verset 21.
Apostelgeschichte 3 von Vers 17 bis 21.
God will send the times of refreshing.
Dieu va envoyer des temps de rafraîchissement.
Gott wird Zeiten der Erquickung senden.
To Isaiah chapter 28.
Selon Esaïe chapitre 28.
Gemäß Jesaja Kapitel 28.
And in verse 21 we read.
Et au verset 21 de Acte 3.
Und in Vers 21 lesen wir.
Christ remains in heaven.
Que Christ reste au ciel.
Dass Christus im Himmel bleiben wird.
Until the times of restoration have come.
Jusqu'à ce que vienne le temps de la restauration.
Bis zu den Zeiten der Wiederherstellung.
Let me make the following statement.
Permettez-moi faire cette déclaration.
Lasst mich Folgendes sagen.
All our brothers who are having a ministry for the bride of Christ.
Pour tous nos frères qui ont un ministère pour l'épouse de Christ.
Alle unsere Brüder, die einen Dienst für die Braut Christi haben.
They can be placed according to Ephesians chapter 4.
Ils peuvent être placés selon Ephésiens chapitre 4.
Können gemäß Epheser Kapitel 4 eingeordnet werden.
Every ministry placed by God in the body of Christ.
Chaque ministère établi par Dieu dans le corps de Christ.
Jeder Dienst, der von Gott in den Leib Christi eingesetzt worden ist,
for the upbuilding of the church of the living God.
Servira pour l'édification de l'église du Dieu vivant.
Dient zur Auferbauung der Gemeinde des lebendigen Gottes.
Every wrong teaching will cause division.
Chaque faux enseignement apportera de la division.
Jede falsche Lehre verursacht Spaltung.
Stay with the word of God.
Avec la parole de Dieu.
Haltet am Wort Gottes fest.
They were the true apostolic teaching.
Demeurez avec les véritables enseignements apostoliques.
Haltet an der wahren apostolischen Lehre fest.
The first sermon and the last sermon must be the same.
La première prédication et la dernière prédication doit être la même.
Die erste Predigt und die letzte Predigt müssen übereinstimmen.
Many preachers in the denominations.
Plusieurs prêchent dans les dénominations.
Viele Prediger in den Denominationen.
Ils disent que nous ne croyons pas Matthieu chapitre 28. Nous, on ne croit pas ça.
Sie sagen, wir glauben Matthäus 28 nicht.
Nous, nous croyons Matthieu chapitre 28.
Wir glauben Matthäus 28.
We believe Mark 16.
Nous croyons Marc chapitre 16.
Wir glauben Markus 16.
We believe Luke 24.
Nous croyons Luc chapitre 24.
Wir glauben Lukas 24.
John chapter 20.
Nous croyons Jean chapitre 20.
Wir glauben Johannes Kapitel 20.
Dans tous ces quatre évangiles,
in allen vier Evangelien,
our Lord spoke to the disciples after his resurrection.
Notre Seigneur parle aux disciples après sa résurrection.
Sprach der Herr nach seiner Auferstehung zu den Jüngern.
Dans Matthieu chapitre 28.
In Matthäus 28.
The concern is to teach all nations.
Le sujet, il s'agit d'enseigner les nations.
Geht es darum, alle Völker zu lehren und sie in den Namen hineinzutaufen.
Père n'est pas un nom.
Vater ist kein Name.
You are a father.
Vous êtes un père.
Ihr seid Vater.
You are a son.
Vous êtes un fils.
Ihr seid Sohn.
You are husband.
Vous êtes un mari.
Ihr seid Ehemann.
But that is not your name.
Mais ça, ce n'est pas votre nom.
Doch das ist nicht euer Name.
If we are to baptize into the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost,
si nous devons baptiser dans le nom du Père, Fils et Saint-Esprit,
wenn wir auf den Namen des Vaters, des Sohnes und des Heiligen Geistes taufen sollen,
we must know the name first.
Nous devons d'abord connaître ce nom.
Müssen wir den Namen zuerst
kennen.
L'apôtre Pierre était présent quand Jésus a dit cela.
Der Apostel Petrus war dabei, als Jesus den Missionsbefehl gab.
Et dans Actes chapitre 2
und in Apostelgeschichte 2
he preached the first sermon under the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Il a porté
hielt er seine erste Predigt unter der Salbung des Heiligen Geistes.
Repent every one of you and baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
Tut Buße und lasst euch an jeder auf den Namen Jesu Christi taufen.
The Apostle Paul did the same.
L'apôtre Paul a fait la même chose.
Der Apostel Paulus tat das gleiche.
Everything that was done in the days of the apostle.
Tout ce qu'on faisait au jour des apôtres.
Alles was in den Tagen der Apostel getan wurde.
Was done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Fut fait dans le nom du Seigneur Jésus Christ.
Geschah im Namen des Herrn Jesus Christus.
Because that is the New Testament covenant name.
Parce que c'est le nom du Nouveau Testament, de l'Alliance du Nouveau Testament.
Denn das ist der neutestamentliche Bundesname.
You shall call his name Jesus.
On l'appellera Jésus.
Du sollst ihm den Namen Jesus geben.
He will save his people from their sins.
Car il sauvera son peuple de ses péchés.
Denn er wird sein Volk von ihren Sünden erretten.
So we understand.
Ainsi nous comprenons.
Wir erkennen also,
que les disciples ont exécuté fidèlement la commission que le Seigneur leur a donnée.
Dass die Jünger den Missionsbefehl, den der Herr gegeben hatte, genau ausgeführt haben.
Et c'était à Frère Branham.
Es war Bruder Branham,
who was used of Almighty God,
qui fut utilisé par le Dieu Tout-Puissant,
der vom allmächtigen Gott gebraucht
to make
wurde.
A very piercing statement.
Et de faire vraiment cette déclaration perçante.
Eine sehr treffende Aussage zu machen.
And when I heard it for the first time,
et quand je l'ai entendu pour la première fois,
als ich sie zum ersten Mal hörte,
I switched the tape.
J'ai éteint l'appareil.
Habe ich das Tonband ausgeschaltet.
I said, my God, I don't understand what your man is saying here.
J'ai dit, Seigneur, je ne comprends pas ce que cet homme est en train de dire.
Ich sagte, mein Gott, ich verstehe nicht, was dein Knecht hier sagt.
He made the following statement.
Il a fait la déclaration suivante.
Er machte folgende Aussage.
Please forgive me for repeating it.
Et s'il vous plaît, pardonnez-moi de parce que je vais répéter cela.
Bitte vergebt mir, dass ich sie hier wiederhole.
Everyone that is baptized in the formula of Father, Son and Holy Ghost.
Toute personne qui est baptisée dans la formule Père, Fils et Saint-Esprit.
Jeder, der in der Formel im Namen des Vaters, des Sohnes und des Heiligen Geistes getauft wurde,
est baptisé dans l'Église catholique romaine.
Ist in die römisch-katholische Kirche hineingetauft worden.
J'étais tellement choqué.
Ich war schockiert.
I could not understand it at that moment.
Je ne pouvais pas comprendre cela en ce moment-là.
Ich konnte es in diesem Augenblick nicht begreifen.
But then I came to understand.
Et j'ai pu comprendre.
Doch dann verstand ich.
The first 300 years after the apostles.
Les 300 années qui sont passées après les apôtres.
In den ersten drei Jahrhunderten nach den Aposteln.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Toute personne fut baptisée dans le nom du Seigneur Jésus-Christ.
Wurden alle im Namen Jésus Christi getauft.
Only since the time of the Council of Nicaea.
Ce n'est que à partir du temps du Concile de Nicée.
Erst seit der Zeit des Konzils zu Nicea.
Dans l'année 325 après Christ.
Im Jahr 325.
When church and state were united.
Quand l'Église et l'État se sont unis.
Als Kirche und Staat vereinigt wurden.
And the Catholic religion became the state church.
Et la religion catholique est devenue la religion d'État.
Und die katholische Religion zur Staatsreligion wurde.
For the first time, Matthew 28 was misunderstood.
Et c'était là que pour la première fois que Matthieu chapitre 28 fut mal compris.
Hat man Matthäus 28 missverstanden.
And from that time they used the formula and not the name.
Et depuis ce temps-là, ils ont utilisé la formule, non plus le nom.
Und von da an benutzte man die Formel und nicht mehr den Namen.
Martin Luther, a great man of God.
Martin Luther, un grand homme de Dieu.
Martin Luther, ein großer Gottesmann.
And in 2017,
en 2017
und im Jahr 2017,
500 years ago,
ça fera 500 ans.
wird es 500 Jahre her sein, dass Martin Luther gegen die römische Kirche protestiert hat. Als er seine 95 Thesen an der Schlosskirche zu Wittenberg nagelte. Doch hier ist der Punkt, den ich hervorheben muss.
Jusqu'à ce temps-là, il y avait d'abord 1000 ans d'âge de ténèbres sur la terre.
Bis zu dem Zeitpunkt waren 1000 Jahre des dunklen Mittelalters vergangen, in denen keine Familie eine Bibel besaß. Nur die Priester hatten die Bibel. Niemand konnte prüfen, ob das, was sie sagten, stimmte oder nicht. Aber seit dieser Zeit, ist die Bibel in viele verschiedene Sprachen übersetzt worden. Und nun konnten die Menschen selbst lesen. Und es folgte eine Erweckung nach der anderen. Nach der Erweckung durch Luther kam die Erweckung der Methodisten, die Erweckung der Baptisten.
Und jede
Erweckung
und jede Erweckung kam dem Wort Gottes näher. Vor etwa 100 Jahren erfolgte wieder eine Ausgießung des Heiligen Geistes. Doch nun kommt etwas, das mir das Herz bricht. In allen Kirchen, die seit der Reformation entstanden sind, haben sie an der falschen Taufe auf den Namen des Vaters, des Sohnes und des Heiligen Geistes festgehalten.
What do the ministers do with Acts chapter 2, verse 42?
Qu'est-ce que les ministres font avec Actes chapitre 2, verset 42?
Was machen die Prediger mit Apostelgeschichte 2, Vers 42?
The Holy Scripture says,
où les Saintes Écritures disent,
wo die Heilige Schrift sagt,
and they remain in the doctrines of the apostles.
Et ils persévéraient dans la doctrine des apôtres.
Und sie hielten beharrlich fest an der Lehre der Apostel.
Ceci est le temps de Dieu.
Dies ist die Zeit Gottes.
For God's people.
Pour le peuple de Dieu.
Für das Volk Gottes.
To come out from all denominations.
De sortir de toutes les denominations.
Aus allen Denominationen.
De tous les faux enseignements.
Aus allen falschen Lehren herauszukommen.
Soyez séparés, dit le Seigneur.
Sondert euch ab, spricht der Herr.
Receive the word of truth.
Recevez la parole de la vérité.
Nehmt das Wort der Wahrheit an.
So we understand from the Holy Scripture.
C'est ainsi que nous comprenons cela des Saintes Écritures.
Wir erkennen also aus der Heiligen Schrift.
We live at the end of the end time.
Nous vivons à la fin du temps de la fin.
Dass wir am Ende der Endzeit leben.
The last call is going to the ends of the earth.
Le dernier appel retentit jusqu'aux extrémités de la terre.
Der letzte Ruf ergeht bis an die Enden der Erde.
And we can only say, he that has an ear, let him hear.
Nous ne pouvons dire que celui qui a des oreilles, qu'il entende.
Und wir können nur sagen, wer ein Ohr hat zu hören, der höre.
Don't miss the day of your visitation.
Ne ratez pas le jour de votre visitation.
Verpasst nicht den Tag eurer gnädigen Heimsuchung.
This is the day the Lord has made.
Aujourd'hui c'est le jour que le Seigneur a fait.
Dies ist der Tag, den der Herr gemacht hat.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Soyons dans l'allégresse et dans la joie pour ce jour.
Lasst uns jubeln und fröhlich an ihm sein.
What a privilege.
Quel privilège.
Welch ein Vorrecht.
To live now.
De vivre maintenant.
Jetzt zu leben.
To know the promises of God.
De connaître les promesses de Dieu.
Die Verheißungen Gottes zu erkennen.
To have part in what God is doing now.
Et de prendre part à ce que Dieu est en train de faire maintenant.
An dem Anteil zu haben, was Gott jetzt tut.
To all the Bible teaching,
et revenir à tous les enseignements bibliques,
zur gesamten Lehre der Bibel zurückzukehren,
afin que tout à la fin soit comme c'était au commencement,
damit am Ende alles so sein wird, wie es am Anfang war.
How many wish to be ready for the return of Christ?
Combien veulent être prêts lors du retour de Christ?
Wer von euch möchte für die Wiederkunft des Herrn bereit sein?
Let us all stand.
Nous allons tous nous mettre debout.
Lasst uns alle aufstehen.
We are in the presence of God.
Nous sommes dans la présence de Dieu.
Wir sind in der Gegenwart Gottes.
How many are ready to live by every word of God?
Combien sont prêts à vivre de toute parole venant de Dieu?
Wer ist bereit, nach jedem Wort Gottes zu leben?
Chaque parole.
Nach jedem Wort.
Never doubt a single word.
Ne doutez jamais d'une quelconque parole.
Zweifelt nie auch nur an einem einzigen Wort.
How many wish to have a direct divine revelation.
Combien veulent recevoir une révélation directe et divine?
Wer von euch wünscht sich wahre göttliche Offenbarung?
God bless you.
Que Dieu vous bénisse.
Gott segne euch.
You know what?
Vous savez quoi?
Wisst ihr was?
You already received that revelation.
Vous avez déjà reçu cette révélation.
Ihr habt diese Offenbarung bereits empfangen.
God bless you.
Que Dieu vous bénisse.
Gott segne euch.
For your eyes see.
Car vos yeux voient.
Denn eure Augen sehen.
Your ears hear.
Vos oreilles entendent.
Eure Ohren hören.
That's what our Lord said.
C'est ce que notre Seigneur a dit.
Dies hat unser Herr gesagt.
Blessed are your eyes.
Bénis sont vos yeux.
Selig sind eure Augen.
Blessed are your ears.
Bénis sont vos oreilles.
Selig sind eure Ohren.
For you see.
Car vous voyez.
Denn ihr seht.
You hear.
Vous écoutez.
Ihr hört.
How many see?
Combien d'entre vous voient?
Wer von euch sieht?
How many hear?
Combien entendent?
Wer von euch hört?
My Lord God,
oh mon Dieu, c'est
merveilleux. Oh mein Herr und Gott.
Dear Lord, I'm weak in my body.
Cher Seigneur, je suis faible dans mon corps.
Geliebter Herr, ich bin körperlich schwach.
But I'm strong in my spirit by your grace.
Mais je suis fort dans mon esprit par ta grâce.
Aber stark im Geist durch deine Gnade.
Dear Lord, I'm overwhelmed what I see and hear today.
Cher Seigneur, je suis vraiment étonné par ce que je vois et entends aujourd'hui.
Geliebter Herr, ich bin überwältigt von dem, was ich heute hier sehe und höre.
Your word did not return void, but accomplished what it was sent for.
Ta parole ne retourne pas sans effet, mais elle accomplit ce pourquoi elle a été envoyée.
Dein Wort ist nicht leer zurückgekehrt, sondern hat ausgerichtet, wozu es gesandt wurde.
I present all my beloved brothers and sisters to you.
Je te présente tous mes bien-aimés frères et sœurs.
Ich bringe dir alle meine Brüder und Schwestern.
Continue to bless them.
Continue de les bénir.
Segne sie weiterhin.
To guide them by your Holy Spirit.
Et de les guider, les conduire par ton Saint-Esprit.
Leite sie durch deinen Heiligen Geist.
To keep them in your holy word.
Et de les garder dans ta sainte parole.
Erhalte sie in deinem Heiligen Wort.
In your perfect will at this time.
Dans ta volonté parfaite dans ce temps.
In deinem vollkommenen Willen in dieser Zeit.
And dear Lord, I wish to see them again in glory.
Seigneur, je voudrais les revoir dans la gloire.
Und, treuer Herr, ich möchte sie gerne in der Herrlichkeit wiedersehen.
These are moments of preparation.
Cher Seigneur, ceux-ci sont c'est le moment de la préparation.
Herr, dies sind Augenblicke der Zubereitung.
We believe you.
Nous te croyons.
Wir glauben dir.
And we thank you.
Et nous te remercions.
Und wir danken dir.
For all that you have done.
Pour tout ce que tu as fait.
Für alles, was du getan hast.
For the salvation of our soul.
Pour le salut de nos âmes.
Für die Rettung unserer Seelen.
For the healing of our bodies.
Et pour la guérison de nos corps.
Für die Heilung unseres Leibes.
Thank thank you for the promised word.
Nous te remercions pour la parole promise.
Wir danken dir für das verheißene Wort,
qui nous a été révélé,
das du uns geoffenbart hast.
All the children of promise.
Bénis tous les enfants de la promesse.
Segne alle Kinder der Verheißung.
With the spirit of promise.
Avec l'esprit qui avait été promis.
Mit dem Geist der Verheißung.
May the word of truth be sealed by the spirit of promise.
Que la parole de la vérité soit scellée dans vos cœurs par le Saint-Esprit.
Möge das Wort der Wahrheit mit dem Heiligen Geist versiegelt werden.
Une fois encore, je te remercie, cher Seigneur.
Noch einmal danke ich dir, treuer Herr,
d'avoir versé ton sang pour nous,
dass du dein Blut für uns vergossen hast.
Nous avons été rachetés.
Wir sind erlöst.
Nous avons reçu ta vie.
Wir haben dein Leben empfangen.
La vie éternelle.
Das ewige Leben.
And we shall live eternally.
Et nous vivrons éternellement.
Und wir werden ewig mit dir leben.
Que les bénédictions du Dieu Tout-Puissant,
möge der Segen des allmächtigen Gottes
rest upon all the ministering brethren.
Repose sur tous les frères dans le ministère.
Auf allen dienenden Brüdern ruhen.
Upon all your people.
Sur tout ton peuple.
Auf deinem ganzen Volk.
In this city and country.
Dans cette ville et dans ce pays.
In dieser Stadt und in diesem Land.
By the grace of God.
Par la grâce de Dieu.
Durch die Gnade Gottes.
Thank you in Jesus' holy name.
Nous te remercions dans le saint nom de Jésus.
Wir danken dir in Jesu heiligem Namen.
And all the people say amen.
Et que tout le peuple dise amen.
Und alles Volk sage amen.
All the people say hallelujah.
Que tout le peuple dise alléluia.
Alles Volk sage Halleluja.
All the people say Maranatha.
Que tout le peuple dise Maranatha.
Alles Volk sage.
Le Seigneur vient. Le Seigneur
der Herr
vient.
Bald.
Alléluia.
Alléluia.
Rejoice and be glad.
Réjouissez-vous et soyez dans l'allégresse dans le Seigneur.
Und seid froh im Herrn.
Le retour de Christ est proche.
Alléluia.
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 Gloire soit rendue à Dieu.
Preis sei Gott.
Amen.
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 Que Dieu vous bénisse.
Gott segne euch. I don't know whether we should look on the watch.
Was sagst du, Bruder Schmidt? Heute ist die Zeit für uns.
The time is for us, not against us today, says Brother Schmidt. Brothers and sisters, I just wanted to say it once again. We have not followed cunningly devised fables, but really, we followed what God has promised for our time and also what He is doing right now by His grace. If we think about that God, in His grace, has really the word of promise has really confirmed His word of promise, that He made it true, that He sent a prophetic ministry in this prophetic age. By grace He sent it. Then it is God's doing, and we have
to we may accept it, receive it. Now, only for those who don't know it yet, but it didn't happen in some kind of corner in the earth, but the scientists confirmed that the supernatural cloud appeared, and that even 28 minutes after the local sunset, it was brightly illuminated in the sky. Science magazine, one of the most known magazines. What is the date here? They wrote about it. The 19th of April, 1963. And then also, with a long article in the Life magazine. And the Life magazine is also known in the same way. And if in such a world-renowned magazine, was written about it, what happened on the 28th of February 1963, then this is not a pious or not a pious religious invention. Then really it took place. And here the man from the university in Tucson, Arizona, he wrote this large article with a headline and a high cloud, a ring of mystery. And he shows here the appearing of the cloud. And we're just so grateful. I'm especially grateful that I could orientate myself, that I have the knowledge from first hand, not from somebody. Even, I've said it here before, when Brother Branham said that this photograph with a supernatural light was taken by critics of him, Mr. Ayers and Mr. Kipperman. One was an arch-Catholic, the other one was a Jew, and both of them were critics. And the negative was sent to Washington, and it was investigated, and it was checked whether not kind of some kind of double exposure or some kind of forgery was done. And Brother Branham said that this photo is hanging in Washington in the Religious Hall of Art. And what does Brother Frank do? Brother Frank makes a stopover in Washington on his way to Arizona to the meeting. Yes, and then I was looking the whole morning. I was looking for that place. It was a 11:15. I wanted to give up. And there was one building left, and I was asking this kind gentleman who was coming toward me where this Religious Hall of Art would be. And he said, "You are standing right before it. You just have to enter into it." And I went into. I have seen this photo on the 18th of December 1969 in Washington in the Religious Hall of Art. I hold it in my hands. So it's not stories which we invented. It's divine reality. God willing, we will look at it tomorrow. When we read in the Old Testament that the Lord was leading the people of Israel in the cloud and in the pillar of fire, then this is one thing. But when we came to know that the same God in the same way has revealed himself in our time, brothers and sisters, this is grace to recognize it. And as I said here before, he who has an ear to hear, let him hear. And blessed are all those who hear, and blessed are all those who see. Now, we will watch a portion of 20 minutes how God used Brother Branham, the most helpless man which was on the earth. Really, as our Lord said, without me you can do nothing. He was depending on the Lord, and you will see how God used this man. Just please receive it. Receive it, accept it with all your heart. And together we will thank God for what has happened in our time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Only believe. Only believe. Perhaps we stand up in between and then we sit down again. I want to ask you something. If what I have said is the truth, if it is the truth, then God is obligated to His word. Not to me, but obligated to His word. Is that right? And he will fulfill it exactly as he said it. And if he does it, all of you who are in here, who haven't received Jesus Christ, would you be willing to receive him? And you that's here, that you can see his mercy to others to heal you, will he have mercy to you if you will just have faith and believe? Say, Lord, I'm a believer. Lord, I want you to heal me tonight, and God will do it. We have just left Africa recently, where I'm to return again in the next few weeks. Africa, India, Palestine, Germany, a ministry. And at Durban, South Africa, after about 3 or 4 people had passed through the prayer line, and they seen the power of the Holy Spirit moving in the people, and seen what God was doing, 30,000 accepted Jesus as personal Savior in one altar call. So I believe if we take God's word as a rule and go into all the world and preach the gospel came not in word only, but through power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. So the gospel is demonstrating the power of the Holy Spirit. I went into many nations. They said, we don't want missionaries. We know more about it than you do. That's what they want to see, that's how they get converted. That's how they find Christ, because in this way they can believe. And I trust God with all my heart that there will be many here tonight who will find Christ the same to their hearts. May the Lord Jesus of Nazareth bless each and every one of you, is my prayer. Now, okay, no man seeks God at any time. God seeks man. Never did a man seek God in all the world. God's seeking man. When man first fell in the Garden of Eden, it showed the strain of man. Man hid. God was hunting man. Jesus said, no man can come to me except my Father draws him. He has to be drawn of the Father first. I want like to explain something to you. Seeing a vision. How many people in here ever dreamed a dream? Let's see your hands. I guess 2/3 of you. It's true. Many don't dream. That's your subconsciousness, we are taught. Here's your first conscience, and here's your subconscious. Now, this subconsciousness is what I'm trying, by which the Holy Spirit to work on. I might ask this man or this one, do you believe? Oh, yes, sir, I believe. But what about this man down here? He's the one that runs the ship, not the man up in the powerhouse. It's the man in the engine room. Sometimes when you go to sleep, you go into this subconsciousness and you dream. And you dream of things you did when you were there, when you were here. Then when you wake up, you remember things that you dreamed. You people that dream dreams. But a seer, with him, it's different. His subconsciousness, he doesn't sleep. If I would say dream a dream, you couldn't do it. You see, God puts into the church some apostles, prophets, gifts of healing. Is that right? It's all for the edifying of the church. Paul said, if you all speak with tongues and the unlearned comes in, won't he say you are all mad? But if one prophesies and reveals the secrets of the heart, won't they fall down and say, truly God is with you? Is that right? Is that the gospel? Well, isn't that Jesus Christ yesterday? Isn't he today? You can believe him by speaking with tongues. I believe him in the full measure that he is, the same Lord Jesus. He is not dead. He rose from the dead, and he is here tonight, here at the platform now. May he bless and help you. I've never been in this country before, and as far as I know, there's not a living soul that I can see before me that I know. Very few here on the platform. I see Brother Lindsay, Brother Booth. But God knows all of you. Is that true? He knows all of you. Now, this lady standing here, God in heaven knows. I never seen her in my life before. Are we strangers, lady? We are perfect strangers. But God knows her. Now, if Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, let's change the picture now. What he was yesterday when he was going to find out about the woman, he said, bring me a drink. She said, why? It's not customary for this to happen. Jews and so forth with the Samaritans. But Jesus, speaking to her, if Jesus has risen from the dead, now he's living in us tonight. A little while, the world sees me no more, yet you shall see me. I will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. That's the gospel truth. You might not have read it that way or thought it that way, but that's the way it's written in the Bible. I will be with you, even unto the end of the world. Now, you know, I'm waiting for something. That is true. It's the angel of the Lord. That's true. I'm just as helpless as I could be, just like any of the rest of you. And I'm here perhaps with critics sitting here. How many of you ever seen his picture? Note of my meetings and seen where the scientific taking the picture of a great light. It comes in. It comes in. You can watch it. Yes, many of you. Thousands of copies. The Douglas Studio in Houston, Texas, Dr. George J. Lacey has taken it and examined it and everything to see it wasn't double exposure or something. And Jesus Christ has vindicated himself as being the same yesterday today. Now, of course, I'm waiting for him. Whether he will help me tonight, I do not know. And if I have said anything boastfully or anything that I said out of the way, may God forgive me. I wouldn't mean to do it. I only mean with humbleness of heart to present Jesus Christ. I've spoken these things out of his word. And now is the organist here somewhere? If she will slowly, please, real slowly song only brief. And everybody, please be in a mood of prayer, if you will. You don't have to bow your heads, unless you are asked. Now, in the prayer, if he rebukes you, it will be the truth. Before the doctor can find the cause for the sickness, he has to find the cure. If you go to the doctor, if you go to the doctor sick and upset, and he gives you an aspirin, he's not a good doctor.
My Lord.
God has put a curse on somebody for something, then you come along and take it off. You get in trouble like Moses did. That's right. Now, he's here, the Holy Spirit. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I take every person here under my control for God's glory. Now, I want to talk to you a minute, sister. You are conscious that something's going on, of course. It's just now happened. Now, if that's true, let the people see by uplifting your hand. That's right. I'm a stranger to you. You've never seen me in my life. And now, if the Holy Spirit that I have spoken of Jesus Christ, if Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, if I have truly witnessed that to the people and declared to be the truth, and he is the same, then he will reveal to me something to you that would help you to believe. If you're here, I don't know what you have need of. I don't know, but he does. Now, if God will permit, would you then accept your healing or whatever it is you want, finance or whatever it might be, or domestic troubles, whatever it might be? He will know. He will be able to let me know. Is that right? As with the woman at the well. Now I'm contacting. I see that you're moving from me. I see a great crash of some sort. It's an accident. A car wreck. You were thrown into the air like that. And it strained in somewhere in your neck. It strained. And it caused a cancer to come into your neck. And do you believe that the Lord makes you well? Oh, Father God, in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, upon the authority of God's word, I command Satan, you are exposed. Come out of the woman as the church of the living God calls for you to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, sister, just a moment. I just want to talk to you. Because you know it's gone now. See how your throat? It's all gone from her. The goiter has left her throat. God bless you. Go on your road now and be thankful, happy, rejoicing. You may go. Now, believe in the Lord Jesus. Make him your center of your thought right now, the Lord Jesus. As they were thinking on these things, they were in one accord. Remember, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the same today. Now have faith. Watch this way, audience, and believe with all your heart, and give me your undivided attention. Be in prayer. Keep faith in God. Now, I believe this is the lady. Is this the patient? All right, come here, sister. Of course, that won't hurt you now. That's just his presence, see, that you are conscious of. And audience, I'm your brother. This is not psychology. I felt that coming from the audience, it is not. It's Almighty God. See, it's not psychology. No, it isn't. Don't do that. It's the Lord Jesus. be in one accord. Now, sister, I just want to speak with you just a moment. We are strangers, I suppose. But Jesus Christ knows both of us. And this is our first time that we are meeting on the earth. But he knows you. He has fed you all your life. He knows me. And if I, your brother, and by his grace, by a divine gift that I had nothing to do with its coming, when I was born a little baby, the first thing I can remember was a vision. Now, I want you to look this way just a moment. Of course, you are sick. You are suffering. It's a dark spirit around you. It's death. It's in the form of cancer. And the cancer is located on your breast. You were examined by someone strong. And you got also a rapture condition. And the rapture is in the bowels. And you have a stomach trouble also, a severe heart trouble that caused you fainting. Here, a few days ago, you were sitting sideways on the side of a bed and you nearly passed out, looking towards your window. Are those things the truth? All true. Well, whatever it was, it's gone from you. What do you think that it was that knows your life? Was it Jesus Christ? You accepted to be that? Thank you. You are willing. You know that something supernatural is here. And if you believe it to be the Lord Jesus, as I have preached it out of the Word, and if you believe it to be the Lord Jesus, now, I see, I know that the dark spirit is still hanging on you. It's something very serious. Your name is Eva. And your last name is York, and you live in this city, and your house number is 613 then on the 6th Street. Is that right? You are going home to be well in the name of Jesus Christ. You can go home and be well. God bless you. Go rejoicing and be happy. Just have faith. Don't doubt. The scripture has said, go ye and sin no more unless a worse thing come upon you. Sin is unbelief. Sin is not drinking, smoking, gambling. That's attributes of sin. You do that because you believe not. Jesus said, go and sin or disbelieve no more, or worse things will come upon you. Have faith in God. Believe him with all your heart. I see the light following that woman yet. If it's her that's just left, it's hanging by a colored person there. Yes, the lady there with the gallbladder and rupture. You believe the Lord Jesus make you well? Lady sitting there with that white thing around your neck. If you believe it with all your heart, you may raise up and claim your healing and be made well in the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless you. Have faith in God. Dost thou believe? You have a rupture, don't you, sir? Sitting out there, isn't that right? You were sitting there praying, Lord, have that man speak to me. Is that right? If that's right, raise up your hand. Stand up on your feet. Your faith has healed you, brother. Go home. Jesus Christ makes you well. He's the same Lord Jesus. You don't need to be up here. You just need to have faith. Just believe God with all your heart, and you shall have what you ask for. Jesus Christ will grant it to you if you will only believe. But you must have faith. You must believe him with all your heart, and God will bring it to pass. Excuse me, sir. Do you believe with all your heart? You do. Now, you are just a bit excited because of the presence of his being standing here. I believe you're from out of town. You come from the capital too, Richmond, Virginia. You have a cancer inside of your mouth, on your jaw. Is that right? You want to go home and be well? Accept Jesus as your healer. In the name of Jesus Christ, may it leave the man. God bless you. Go believing. Have faith. Believe with all your heart. I know now that seeing you, you are becoming a young looking person, much younger than what you are in my presence. You are suffering with some sort of headache. It started many years ago. About 25 years ago, your headache started, and it's been bothering you even since. You have been a great believer, and you have prayed for this hour that's standing here now. You have said in prayer to God that if you could only get to me, that if I would pray, that your headaches would cease. Those things true? That is true. Now, you heard what was said. That wasn't me. That was just my voice. Ever what it was something. I remember seeing a young person or something. Was it just the way it was said there? Just the way it was said? Now, you are sure God is here? Just a moment. I see something else. A young woman seems to be standing near you. It's your daughter. Yes, you were just fixing to go on a trip somewhere, and you were going to see her, and she's from Indiana, Richmond, Indiana. That's where she lives, and her husband is a critic. Is that right? God bless you, sister. Believe, have faith in God. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you have confidence? Believe. God bless you. Precious colored people there. He's ever ready to help. If you only believe, he helps the people who are in need. Just remember the woman. Now I see the Holy Spirit in that corner. He is above a colored woman. She prays. She has a growth in her throat. She raised her hand. Do you accept your healing, woman? Also the woman right behind her. Also she has a growth on her shoulder. Is that right? Please stand up, both of you. Both women. The two colored women. Jesus Christ has healed you both. You can go home well for the glory of God. God bless you. Have faith in God. Don't disbelieve. Just believe. All things are possible for those who believe. Amen. Oh, much faith can be felt here. This building is full of faith. All things could happen. How are you, woman? Do you believe that I'm God's prophet? As his servant? You don't think that I'm of the enemy? I can help you. He told me, if I get the people to believe, and if my prayer is sincere, then nothing would withstand my prayer. Not I'm helping you, not I'm healing you. God is healing you. Two signs will be given to you, just as Moses, and then the people will believe. And one thing was to reveal the secrets of the hearts of the men. You're not here for yourself. You are nervous, and it's all because of the sickness of the child. The child is suffering. It was given up by the doctors. She's got, you are out of town. You are traveling from the west to the east. You're coming from Pennsylvania. And your city is Chambersburg. Is that right? Bring me the child. If the Lord Jesus would be standing here, he would lay hands on you and the death would leave you. Do you believe that I'm in his presence as his servant? In his stead, I put my hands upon this child and I command this demon to leave the child and that this child may live. Come out of this child, Satan, upon the authority of. I command you, go and leave the child. Do you believe that you will be well? Then wave to the audience. God bless this little girl with this mighty faith. God bless you. Do you believe me as his servant? Do you believe that God is near in his spirit? And that what is now being done is of the Lord Jesus, not me. I'm just a man. If God will let me know what's wrong with you as a vindication that I'm his prophet standing here, he said to the woman, go, get your husband. She said, I have none. He said, you had five. She said, I see you are a prophet. See, I perceive that you are a prophet. Now the same spirit that was on that Son of God, he promised to send it back in the form of the Holy Ghost, that it would be with us. You have a heart trouble. Is that right? All who have a heart trouble, please stand up. You can be healed now. Whatever it might be. Lord, our God, you know how weak we are, but we know your power. We know heart trouble, the doctors cannot cure. Lord, you made the heart. And I now rebuke this demon power that's holding these people with heart trouble. May it come out of every one of them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, sister. I just want to say something to you. You feel different now than you didn't feel for a long time. There was a dark spirit around you, but now you're healed. You are well. Go your road and have faith. Have faith in God. How do you do, sir? All right. We are strangers to one another, but the Lord Jesus knows both of us. Is that right? The God of heaven who created the heavens and the earth dwells in Jesus Christ. He promised to return again in us. And what he done, we will do also. Do you believe me to be his prophet? The reason I say that, the angel of the Lord told me, get the people to believe you. And if they won't believe you, then you will know the very secrets of the heart. You are a minister of the gospel yourself, and you are here for a good cause. You're not sick, you are in need, and you want an old-fashioned revival to break in your community. That's what we all want. Let us all stand up and pray for old-fashioned revival. Almighty God, I ask now that every demon power in this building will be broke by the power of Jesus Christ. Lord, we are not defeated. Satan, I adjure thee in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come out of the people. Stand up, you crippled people. Get up out of your wheelchairs. Give him praise, every one of you.
Oh.
To this we say Amen. I just would like that we bow our heads and that we not only remain in silent prayer, but that we take God at His word by faith, so that really all who did not yet experience the salvation of God, that they experience it now. Whoever has not yet the assurance that your sin is forgiven, that your sin is covered, whoever has not yet the assurance to have become a possession of the Lord, receive Him now. Accept Him now. For thus it is written, all who received Him, to them He gave power, and to them He gives power today the right to become the children of God, namely to them who believe on His name. Not our own efforts, but faith. The faith in the completed work of redemption on the cross of Calvary. The same applies to all who have a suffering, who suffer. We not only want to have watched, and we not only want to remember the scripture that the Lord really healed all them who came to Him. He healed. That's how it is written. And that's how it happened. We can do nothing but to believe with all our hearts. Everything else God did already, and lets it take place in our lives by His grace. Let us on the first day of this year, in the first meeting, let us really trust the Lord. Let us believe with all our hearts. The work is finished. And as written in 1 Corinthians, the word of the cross is the power of God. 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 18. For the word of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us who are saved, for us who are saved, it is the power of God. Also tonight, the power of God for you and for me. All who are sick, may they now believe, and together we will pray, and together we will believe now. Whoever would like to come to the front can do it, whether it's for forgiveness or whether for healing, whether it should be prayed for this or that. And then as the third, all who somehow are still bound, who have some kind of thing they cannot get rid of, they cannot free themselves, they cannot deliver themselves. Therefore, thus it is written, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And today it can really happen. In the soul, in the spirit, and on the body, God's holy word can find confirmation. Who has a prayer request? We don't look around. We remain in prayer, in reverence before the Lord. Who has a prayer request which we can bring before the Lord? I think there are some, yes? There are some. And let us say it once again. Jesus Christ is the same. Not was, but is the same. And he who was, he remains the same forever. He saved and he's still saving. He healed and he's still healing today. He delivered and he's still delivering today. And today, if we have heard his voice and if we believe him, then it shall just take place. Receive it by faith. Together we will thank now, and God will confirm his word. Dear Lord, you are our Redeemer. Isaiah 53 has become true through the cross of Calvary. He bore our sicknesses. All our pain he took upon himself. And by his stripes we were healed. Precious Lord, you have shed your blood, the blood of the new covenant. Give now the healing, give deliverance, healing of the soul. Manifest your power in all. We are glorifying the power of your blood and of your word and of your Holy Spirit. And we thank you that we may have part in what you are doing right now. And together we are thanking you for what you have done for us and in us and on many thousands in all the world. We are thanking you that you revealed your word unto us, that you revealed your will unto us. We are thanking you for all the blessings. You have anointed our eyes. We are thanking you with all our hearts for this evening. Dear Lord, please permit me that I now say to all who believe, in your name, I say to them, be saved by the power of the blood of the Lamb. Be healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ and be delivered of the power of Satan. Full redemption, full healing, perfect deliverance. Dear Lord, we are thanking you. We are thanking you. We are thanking you.
Hallelujah.
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 Let us sing, this is the day. This is the day. For you and for me, for you, for us you made this day. He has given us also this year. May it become a special year. A year of Jubilee. A year of Jubilee. A blessed year. And may it be more than whatever happened before. so that really God can work beyond our understanding. All things are possible for them who believes. And together we ask you for the whole body of Christ, for the bride church all over the earth, in all peoples, tongues and nations. Dear Lord, also this we understood, that the last message is the last call which you are letting go forth unto the ends of the earth, to call your people out, your church, your blood-bought flock, to call them out. And we are thanking you that this divine message of the full salvation, that we may carry it. And we thank you also for the ministry of Brother Branham, which you have given to him to draw our attention to that what you promised and what you also did and what you are still doing, precious Lord, that we may live now having open eyes. This is just grace, and again grace. Bless us. Be with us. Bless all who are scattered all over the earth. Bless them. And let this year be a year of blessing, a year of jubilee. Oh God, together we say thanks to you also for what you did in the year 2010, and in particular in Africa. Bless from the riches of your grace. And once again I pray, may this year be an extraordinary year. We're looking up to you. We remind you to all the promises. And we thank you for the full restoration, for the reviving through your Holy Spirit. Once again we thank you, and we are glorifying the power of your blood, of your word, and of your spirit. Have thine own way with all of us. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Glorify thy name and confirm thy word. Bless in particular all the ministering brethren in our midst and worldwide. May the unity of the Spirit return into your body, and may your church walk forward in lockstep. Dear Lord, lift up thy countenance over us and give us thy peace and thy blessing from the first to the last day. Our lives be consecrated to you, and we are thanking you that you will be with us just as you promised. Bless in particular all the newcomers, all those who are not yet acquainted with what you promised and what you did and what you are still doing. Great God, may all get the connection to your working by your grace. Once again, I thank you. My heart is touched for great things you have done on thousands and again thousand souls. You did great things. We are thanking you with all our hearts for it. Blessed and praised art thou, Lord our God.
Hallelujah.
And all the people say, and all the people say, Amen.
Amen.
How many believe that the Lord answered us? That we are really blessed with every blessing, just as the Holy Scripture says it. We are not beggars. No. We are heirs of God and co-heirs of Jesus Christ. And God has really given us everything by His grace. A full gospel, full salvation, perfect revelation of the Word and of the will of God. To our Lord belongs all the glory. Be happy, be thankful. The Lord God, may He bless us and may He be with us all. Hallelujah. What was the chorus? Praise, honor and glory. Thou art worthy. Dear Lord, now we are also praying for all the brethren who are translating into other languages. Be with them in a special way and bless them and make them a blessing by it, so that they can pass on what you have given unto us. We are thanking you also for all the possibilities to carry the word into all the world. Start blessing in New Zealand, all over the globe. Bless by your grace. Give faith. Give revelation. Give obedience. We are laying before you. We are consecrating ourselves directly. Receive us. Receive us. Our life may be dedicated for you, to you, for time and for eternity. In Jesus' holy name.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bald, ja, bald, oh, wie schön.
Very soon, very soon. Amen. You all know what I've said. All who believe the word of God now and all who follow the Lord now, they will be part when the Lord returns. To our God be the glory.